Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. Thanks very much for tuning in. Coming up about 15 minutes from now or so, Terry Savage will be here. You got some questions about your money, or I always like it when you ask questions about Terry's money, too. She's happy to tell you all about her finances. Her phone number is 312-981-7200. Before that, though, we say hello to Peter Greenberg, who's host of Eye on Travel. Every Saturday, I listen to it from 3 to 6. Peter, it's always nice to turn on the radio on a Saturday afternoon and hear you talking travel. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
Hey, listen, so I don't know if this was wishful thinking. You know, I'm going to lead a group to Madrid and Paris in September. Then we're going to go to Ireland in October. And I just assumed, you know, that we'd be wearing face masks for those flights. And then I saw the CEO of United Airlines, I think it was, on Face the Nation or somewhere over the weekend, saying that the current ban or the requirement ends in early September, and he thinks it might end. Do you think we're going to take off our masks that soon?
It's possible. The actual decision date is September 13th. There's a growing movement to get that amended, but not before that date. And by that date, you know, we'll have different plans in place about vaccinated passengers coming to the U.S., and vaccinated passengers going anywhere outside the U.S. So it's possible, yes.
I mean, so why is it that we're not letting vaccinated passengers come into the U.S. from Europe, since the U.S. citizens who are vaccinated can go to Europe?
Well, they're not talking about it, but I'll tell you what's going on behind the scenes. There's a joint U.S.-UK task force trying to figure out reciprocity and relaxing that ban of foreign travelers to the U.S. And the hang-up right now is the United States may not want to recognize AstraZeneca as a vaccine or the Sino vaccine, the Chinese vaccine. Mm-hmm. They will recognize Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. So until that's resolved, nobody's opening up any doors.
Is the Great Britain recognizing the Sino vaccine?
Hard to say. I mean, right now, you know, they're having a number of outbreaks in Great Britain. The numbers are way up for them. There's a decision date coming on July 19th. It's coming up this coming Monday, where the UK is supposed to announce a real relaxation of restrictions within the continent, and obviously also within their own boundaries. Mm-hmm. But no news yet about Americans being allowed to go to the United Kingdom without quarantine yet.
When you talk about the fact that there are big outbreaks or the numbers are growing, how much are they growing? I mean, they're not growing nearly to what they were for the fall outbreak or the early spring outbreak, correct? They're just higher than what we'd like to see.
Well, there's a two-track system here. It's the regular outbreak of the regular virus, and then there's the Delta variant. And the Delta variant is what's scaring everybody because it's going after, obviously, the unvaccinated. So until they get a handle on that, they're focused on that to the extent that they're not focused on letting people in. At the same time, we're looking at the metrics being changed. You know, we're more focused in general, not on the vaccination levels of where we're going, but of the vaccination levels of the people who want to go. And that explains why the European Union has opened up to vaccinated Americans, because as a region, they do not want to go through another summer of no revenue from travel and tourism.
So what did Europe get wrong? I mean, I go there quite a bit, and I like to think that they're pretty forward-thinking and outthink us a lot of times. Why is it that they didn't get their act together as quickly as we did? Was it just the Trump administration agreeing to buy so many early vaccines? Was that part of it?
No, it wasn't the Trump administration dominating the market. It was simply the availability of vaccines that foreign governments were willing to commit money to get. They came late to the game. Look at Canada, late to the game.
Yeah.
A lot of countries were late to the game. And if you actually look at the percentage of vaccinations around the world as a percentage of the population, everybody's doing better than Africa. The actual vaccination percentage in Africa is under 6%.
Wow.
That's terrible. absolutely terrible. And you're seeing similar situations in South America.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. If you've got a question, we're talking to Peter Greenberg. He's the host of Eye on Travel here on WGN Radio. Did I hear that you're in Iceland?
I will be in Iceland later this week, absolutely.
And they have certainly done things well.
They have. They were one of the first countries to open. They're managing the growth. Even though they're a huge hot destination right now, all pun intended with a volcano. Mm-hmm. But if you take a look at Greece, they opened up early. They're managing it better than others. However, look what's happening in Hawaii. They're not managing it well. The mayor of Maui last week appealed to the airlines to reduce the number of their flights to the island. They can't handle the numbers. The same thing's happening in Venice. So in many cases, we have this double-edged sword of tourism-dependent economies that are like rolling over and forgetting the past.
What how's Croatia doing? I know you were a champion of them early on.
You know what? They're hanging in okay. They have relatively liberal policies about going. Obviously, if you're vaccinated, you can go without a quarantine and go without a test these days. However, remember, you still, no matter where you're going, as a U.S. citizen, you have to come back within 72 hours of your departure with a negative COVID-19 test before you ever get back on your return flight.
Did I hear you say Hawaii's having trouble again?
Huge. Absolutely. It's overcrowded. The prices are through the roof. They can't staff the infrastructure, which is, by the way, a problem that's not a monopoly of Hawaii. It's around the United States in general. But the problem there is, you know, hotel rates are $800 a night. You can't get a rental car. You can open a restaurant, but you can't get a reservation because they don't have the staff to serve. Nothing's really going to be resolved in the staffing situation in this country until around the 15th of September when kids go back to school and people will actually want to go back to work.
Okay, so we've got the domestic travel picking up, resuming. Business travel is next, and that won't come until September. And then overseas travel probably about the same time?
Well, business travel will resume in September. It will not match 2019 levels at all. You may not see that happening until the end of 2022, early 2023. But it is coming back. All you need is one Fortune 500 company sales team saying, we want to go back out and meet with our clients, and no other competitive company wants to be left at home. That's going to happen in September. You'll see.
Hey, this is a weird question, but I hesitate to even use the phrase the best thing to come out of this. But we went to Puerto Rico, my wife and I did. We had never planned to go to Puerto Rico, but because of the travel restrictions in Chicago and because I'm public and on the air, there were only so many places I could go. Early on, I could go to Puerto Rico. What a find. Fantastic. Are there other destinations that are going to actually, I hesitate to say benefit from it, but get a nice, fresh look because of this?
Absolutely. Puerto Rico is just one of them, and they deserve it. There are a number of others in the United States as we rediscover our own country. We're talking secondary and tertiary cities, not the usual suspects, mm-hmm. that don't have the infrastructure problems and can manage it better. You're going to see that all over the country, but forget about the national parks. They're already overcrowded. The reservation system is being heavily taxed. Look at state parks instead. And if you're flying to airports, because remember, airfares are going up big time, and they're going up like 10% a week, and that's compounded. Pick alternate airports. Pick Milwaukee instead of Chicago. Pick Providence instead of Boston. Pick Oakland instead of San Francisco. Ontario instead of LAX. You might be better off in terms of not only the price, but the lines.
Peter Greenberg, the host of Eye on Travel on Saturdays. I misspoke earlier. It's on from 5 to 8 in the evening. Peter, great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Great information.
You got it. Thanks.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, good time to jump on a phone line. Terry Savage is about 8 minutes away now after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, which comes up in about 2.5 minutes.